Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Charlie Childs, Jr., and it's my job to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive, something your spirit, your soul, and your body. Today is Tuesday, 3/31/2015. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Be thankful that your eyes were open today because you have a mission, you have a vision, you have a destiny to complete today and tomorrow. Well, welcome to everybody to today's show. We missed you yesterday. We got caught in a meeting, couldn't get back in time to do the show. But we were in a meeting that we're going to do some announcements this Friday about what some new things are coming up along with the show. We have our open house on Thursday, which we're really excited about. So come on down at 1801 North Tryon. We'll be here, and you'll see some signs outside that are directed to the right place. Again, we're here because the Lord wants us to be here and to give you the message you're supposed to receive. We're going to have a little bit of inspiration today. We're going to have a little bit of conversation. And we're also going to be going and looking, talking about a little bit about the past today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. Welcome back to the show. We're going to do a combination show today. We're going to do a little bit of inspiration again. We'll listen to Why Do We Fall, which is a favorite here that we have, but we're always going to get some new information every time we go over things, and it's Why Do We Fall is part of our basic series. What's our basic series? Our basic series talks about what we always talk about here, and that's getting across the finish line. But the component that you want to make sure that you are clear on is that your spirit, with a soul that lives in a body. That means you are a three-part being. And being a three-part being, you have to be intentional about what you feed your spirit, your soul slash your mind, and your body. Because the seeds that you plant will grow and prosper in your mind. But you have to be careful about what you plant in your mind. But you have to be intentional. And that's why it's part of the basics here. Why do we fall? We want to take a brief break. We're talking about why do we fall here on the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about why do we fall. We all know we're going to have a valley experience. There's no way around it. No matter where you're at in your life right now, you will have your valley experience. It may not come now. You may be coming out of it, or it may be just around the corner for you. But you have to understand, it's not the strength of your body is going to get you through. It's not the strength of your mind that's going to get you through. It's the strength of your spirit that's going to get you through. That's why you have to be intentional in the process of what you feed those things. So you have life after you get hit by life. Again, all you have to do is get up. And that's what we're listening to here today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And why do we fall here? Coming up right now.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
The margin for error is so small, I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. On themselves, they want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
Don't be afraid to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions.
You have to believe that something different can happen. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Deep down, ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy, no matter how crazy it may sound to the people.
Make a choice, right? You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
Why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why can't I do that?
The shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell, 1 inch at a time, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before.
Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
If you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time.
Don't cry to give up. Try to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hit and not point the finger saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now!
I'm gonna show you how great I am.
The 17th chapter of St. Lucas is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure.
Now, what are you going to do?
Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Listen to my daddy on the $1 Million Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. We will listen to Why Do We Fall? And we're going to get that posted here on our blog today and also on our Facebook site. It's very important to understand this, that you will go through something, whatever it is, whether it's in your body, in your mind, or in your spirit, you will have to go through something. But what happens when you go through something? That when you go through something, you understand that it is for the betterment of yourself. It's for you to get across the finish line. You will understand that you will go through what you need to go through because you have your mission and vision in sight. That's why it's so critical, and we talk about the basics, is that you have to understand why you're here on this planet. Once you understand why you're on this planet, everything else falls by the wayside. If you know that you're supposed to save someone's life at 10:15 tomorrow, and you need to be there at 10:14 tomorrow in order to do that, what will you do? You will do whatever it takes to be there at 10:14 tomorrow to save that person's life. And you don't know whose life that you're supposed to be saving. It could be your mother, it could be your father, it could be your sister, it could be your brother, it could be your own, just by being where you're supposed to be. But understand, once you have that place before you, that purpose, that mission, that vision, that destiny to fulfill, you have to understand you will take the hits. You will take the hurts. You will take the pain. Anytime anyone's exercising, you will have muscle pain. Why? Because, one, you're getting the bad stuff out your muscles, and two, your muscles are growing in that process. They're being stretched. Sometimes people don't know where or how strong they are unless they are stretched. Unless they're placed in a situation, they know that the heat has been turned up, and they get through the heat being turned up. They didn't know they had the ability to do that. So why do we fall? Why are people afraid? They're afraid sometimes because they're going to win. They're afraid that they're more powerful than they ever believed they could be and don't know what to do with it. It's not the light people are afraid of. It's the darkness. It's coming out of the darkness they're afraid of. They understand this. They know that once they're in the light, they see their true self. And some people, they don't want to see the true self. But I say this right now, if you don't want to see your true self in the light, then you write down where you want to become, where you want to go, and change so you can be in the light. There's no room for you. There's no need for you to be in the darkness because you are a child of the light. You're supposed to be working towards the bright and the light. And it's not going to be easy because you have the whole world against you. But what is the whole world against you if God is on your side? You and God, that's all you need. And that's the spiritual component. That's critical. You have to understand that. You have to feed yourself that knowledge every day. You have to feed that knowledge, that information to yourself every day. Yes, greater is he that is in me than is in the world. Yes, I am a child of God. I am a son or daughter of God. I walk in his authority. I am a kingdom citizen. But you have to remind yourself every day. And those people that make decisions that are bad and wrong and all that kind of stuff and hurt other people, just stop it and turn around. It's just that easy. Just turn around. But we have to understand this. You are more powerful beyond measure. You have a reason for being here on this planet right now, this particular point in time in history. You have someone's life you need to save at 10:15 tomorrow. But you don't know whose life you need to save. But you know you have to be at 10:14. That's how you have to operate. That's how you have to have direction. That's how you have to go. Because fear is an illusion. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. And 9 times out of 10, the fear that's in your mind right now has been amped up by the emotions that you have in your body right now. It's like the child getting his hair cut for the first time. Child, boo-hoo, crocodile tears, I don't want my hair cut, I don't want my hair cut. But what does the father say? You have to do this. You're going to do this. And just like our Heavenly Father, our Father would say, we have to do certain things in order for us to grow. We have to do certain things for us to look better. Our Heavenly Father is going to tell us to do something that's going to hurt us. And a true Father is not going to tell you to do something that's going to hurt you either. They're always looking out for your best intention because their job is for you to grow. Their job is to make sure you get all the impurities out of you so you can see the gold that's in you. The gold. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here in Skinny Cross Finish Line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, understand this. One, there's room for everybody at the top. And two, it is your job to make sure someone comes along with you.
Unquestionable, beloved is professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular style, particular extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing up lyrics like a throw up on Blackjack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac. Brain smack, soloist, having Coca Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this bag. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
my God is able and
back to the show. Well, we had some minor technical difficulty here, and we only caught a bits and pieces of what I said before. But we're going to go ahead and go over that again. We're talking about what we always talk about here. It's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. But the point is this. You're going to have to make up in your mind what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and whom you're going to do it with. Because often many times, it's not you just getting across the finish line, but you helping someone get across the finish line. All this place and time right now is meant for the purpose for you to understand the light is in you, that you're not supposed to have fear in your life. You're supposed to get across the finish line. You need to beat on your talent. You need to beat on your skill so you can get across the finish line and understand that you're supposed to help somebody else. The being more powerful beyond measure, that's what you have to seed in your mind, seed in your spirit, seed in your body. You have to be fully convinced that nothing can stop you from your purpose, from your mission, from your vision, and no one can alter that plan at all except God Himself. Once you see that in your mind, you have no place to go but up. So it doesn't matter where you're at right now. It doesn't matter what's happened to you right now. It doesn't matter what's happened to your job. It doesn't matter what's happened to your house. It doesn't matter what happened to your car. It doesn't matter if you walked out and got hit by a car this morning. You have no other choice but to go up. Stand up, gird yourself, and go forward. Create the plan you need to create. Create the vision. Create the circumstance that you need to be in order to be successful. Because our definition of success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And if you do not have the circumstances for your success right now, you need to create them. Because the greatest power you have right now, under your control right now, is your creativity, your imagination. That's your problem resolution. That is your skill set, one of the skill sets you need in order to get across the finish line. Because if you cannot imagine it happening, then it cannot happen in your life. But you have to take the first step. You have to be fully convinced that you can do it. And once you're fully convinced, it doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter whether the rain comes, or the storms, or the lightning, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Because being fully convinced means that the only option you have is to win. And it's just like Colonel Sanders. He was going to talk to enough people till he got the result he wanted. You have to feel the same way. In this case, it was 1,117 people, give or take a couple. But what happened if he stopped at 3, 5, 10? Oh, I talked to 100 people. Well, man, I guess it ain't going to work. No, you seek the result and continue seeking the result that you're supposed to have. Continue to seek the result. Again, we do apologize for any technical difficulty we may have had here in our switchover. So we're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, that's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. Because there's room enough for everybody at the top. And understand, those that you help will help you get there. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/The Million Dollar Idea Network. Now, we're going to play some music.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about. It's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see the Lord has brought you through in that process. Help someone, encourage someone, mentor someone that they can do the very same thing.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Now we're going to change gears a little bit here. We're going to talk about something that most people don't talk about. Everyone is focusing about getting the victory done, the process and getting the victory, but what happens after the victory? What happens after the victory? Yes, what happens after the victory? You know that after the victory, that is your most vulnerable state? Anyone in the military knows that after the victory has been taking place, that's when you need to expect the attack.
That's for sure.
Because you've expended all ammo, you are tired beyond measure, and you've gotten across the finish line. You're happy you got across the finish line. But what happens now? Well, first of all, as I said before, from a strategic standpoint, military standpoint, that's when you attack your enemy, when they think they've won and completed their goal, their mission. That's exactly what the enemy is going to do to you. Once you've gotten attained where you're supposed to be at and the time you're supposed to be in, he will try to convince you that, no, you didn't do it. No, you don't belong there. No, whatever, fill in the blank. But you have to understand it's what you seed in your mind, what you seed in your spirit and seed in your body. Because whatever you seed will come to fruition. If you seed fear, it will come through. If you seed encouragement, health, positive spirit, positive energy, going forward with a future, with a legacy to follow, yes, you will continue on the path you're supposed to continue on. Why do some people attain success and blow it all? Why do individuals win the lottery or whatever and spend it all and then being worse off than they were before? One, they may not have been ready for it, but two, they may have been across the finish line, but they weren't convinced they were supposed to be there. So it's critical. That's why we're taking this moment right now to talk about after the victory. What do you need to do after the victory? One, I always recommend people to segregate yourself from all those around you. Take your moment to get yourself recharged. Take a moment to recharge your spirit, your soul, and your body. All those things can be recharged. All those are on a cycle of rest that you need to have. Do not make any decisions, important decisions, right after the victory. You need to pump your brakes, because once you get across the finish line, you think they're coming out of the woodwork before. Wait till they come out the woodwork after you cross the finish line. Because there'll be people that say that you belong there. There's people saying that you shouldn't have won. There's people saying that you don't deserve to win. Yes, they will come out of the woodwork to try to snatch victory away from you. So don't let them snatch the victory away from you, whether it's your joy, your peace, your love. Do not let the haters snatch it away from you. Because after the victory, you won. There's no turning around. There's no denying it. The only way that it can be denied is if you deny it yourself. Now think about that. The only way you can deny your victory is to deny it yourself. Now you've done crossed the finish line. You've broke the ribbon. The people done picked you up and carried you off. And now you're at your room, your hotel, your house, your home. What now? That's when the enemy is going to attack you. So what do you need to do? What do you need to do? You need to gird yourself up. Gird your spirit up. Gird your mind up. Gird your body up. Because after the victory, that's right, you have to put the armor on. You have to put the armor on your spirit, the armor on your mind, the armor on your body. because that's when you'll be attacked the most. You think it was intense before? Wait till you get across the finish line and get certified.
Certified.
Once you are a certified threat, oh, it's time for them to bring out the special tools.
Special tools
just for you.
How you like me now?
They know the special buttons to push, the special things to put in your life to try to sidetrack you. Yes. So you have to have the discipline to understand that you need rest. The discipline to understand that you need to be intentional about the people around you. Understand that you need to be intentional that the enemy's job is his job. And that's to prevent you from getting across the finish line.
He ain't sleeping on that.
And he ain't going to sleep on that. It is his job. He's going to be working at 24/7, 365. Now, what you don't want to be caught in is that you get caught sleeping and he's on the job. That ain't a good combination. But understand this. After the victory, that is one of your most vulnerable parts and times of your life. So, that's something you need to keep in mind. Because all the enemies will come out once you've been certified. Once you've been certified, because they know that once you know that you know that you know, there's no reason to stop you. They can't stop you no more. They'll go to somebody else. So that's what you want to happen. You want the enemy to understand this. When you get up every morning, that you've seated in your spirit, seated in your mind, seated in your body, and there's no room for him. There's no room for him in your mind. There's no room for her in your mind. There's no room for whatever that sidetrack is, whatever that spirit that doesn't belong or needs to be attached to you is, or that food or that emotion that's sidetracking you does not belong in you. That's why we're talking about habits last week. Habits. What is your habit? What is your habits? What are your bad habits? What are your good habits? What are your habits? Because your habits will betray you. Your habits will bring you down. Or your habits will elevate you. Or increase or shorten the time for you to get to the victory. So, what in your life right now, habits that you need to get rid of? Do you have the habit of being late? That's a personal pet peeve for me. Lateness. Nah. If I'm interviewing you and you're 5 minutes late, interview will go well. I'll guarantee you. But the person who got there on time, that's a habit. The person that's flexible, that's a habit. Because it could be your inflexibility that prevents you from getting across the finish line. When you say, I can't do something, that's being inflexible. It's not saying you can have difficulty doing something. It's not saying that it's going to be hard to do something. But when you say, I can't, you just totally took it off the table. Nope, not happening. I can't do this. Now you're saying, I can't go against anything the Lord can't go against the Lord. Yeah, that's fine. That's fantastic. I can't do anything that's negative put inside my body. I can't, or I refuse to put something negative in my mind. Oh, that works. But get yourself in the habit of saying, yes, the mountain is high. Yes, the river is wide. Yes, the valley is deep. But I can. It might be difficult, but I can do this. Or I say, sometimes I tell people, you got this. It's just a matter of time. You got this. So, what are you going to tell yourself next time? You should take those phrases out of your vocabulary. I can't. I cannot. Once you take that out, that's something that you're seeding in your spirit, seeding in your mind, and seeding in your body. Because when you understand that all things are possible, all things are possible. that all things are possible, you have already won. And the enemy knows this. Once you understand that all things are possible through Christ, you've already won. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what the person in your job says. It doesn't matter what your spouse says. What does the Lord say about it? But understand this. After the victory is when you're most vulnerable. So knowing this knowledge, that means you need to take precautions in that process. Gird yourself and know this, that there's a before, before the victory and after the victory. And we'll talk some more about this, because a lot of people don't talk about after the victory. They're like, yeah, you do it, you get all across the finish line. Oh, yeah, we got it, you got it. But then what happens after the victory? After you obtain the goal, that's when you're most vulnerable. Because that's when your guard comes down. Oh, I don't have to work that hard anymore. That's when your guard comes down. Oh, what I did before to get across the finish line, I don't have to do it anymore. No. What you did to get across the finish line should be a habit. All the positive things that you need to get across the finish line now is a habit. Now's not a time to rest. Now's the time is to be thankful for where you're at right now. And then get to the next level. Again, this is blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. We also play a little back, a ways back, the 5% song. And some people are newly tuned to that. When we play Heavy D, you're no longer part of the 95ers. You're doing your own thing. If you have to swim against the current, swim against the current. If you have to be that one that's not like the others, that is okay, because it's your mission and your mission only. It's not about anybody else's. We're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network, and we're here for you.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, it's getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. So you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process. Bring one with you. Encourage someone, mentor someone that they can do the very same thing. Just a couple minutes ago, we're talking about after the victory. We're going to have a series on that because it's critical for you to understand that because you are supposed to win, you have to be prepared for after the victory. Because once after the victory, that's when you are most vulnerable. Again, if you're not getting paid what you're worth, go out there and get what you're worth. I know you're not worth $10 an hour. I know you're not worth $20 an hour. I know you're not worth $100 an hour. Your worth is unlimited. Your worth is priceless. That's why you have to understand that the victory is already yours. So you have to be prepared for after the victory. Again, we talked about before. That recording you just heard a couple minutes ago. A short recording. You have to make up in your mind to do it. That's as easy as it is. It's not that hard. You only make it as hard in your mind is that you're not able to adapt. You're not able to get rid of the bad habits to get across the finish line. The faster you get rid of the bad habits, the faster you get rid of the negative thinking of I can't. Because when you say I can't, that means you're taking it completely off the table. That means you're not even going to try. That means that's not, it's not going to be consideration anymore. But it's the people who turn those can'ts into victories are the people that are going to be the ones that are going to be standing on the other side of the line watching you come down in the race also. They're going to be the ones that are going to be the cheerleaders. They're going to say, you can do this because you saw them do it. They're going to be the cheerleaders. They're going to say, you can because you're supposed to. Anyone else that's saying anything else besides that fact, you need to get them out of your life because you will become what you speak from your heart. You become what you see in your mind, and all that will translate either negative or positively in your life. If you're about unforgiveness, it's going to translate into your life. If you're about anger, it's going to translate into your life, both spiritually, mentally, and physically. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here today. We're going to take a brief break and we'll be back with our final commentaries here today on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the show, the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, coming up next week, or this week, we have our open house this Thursday. So coming out, enjoy, you know, some snacks and some new information and some maybe some people you haven't seen in a while. Also, I'll be coming up next week. Well, actually, this Friday, we'll have two huge announcements concerning the future, the life of the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. Also, coming next week, we'll be talking about again what we always talk about. We'll be talking about social media and how it affects your business. And classes will be starting up a week from Monday about social media and your business. What can you do for it to be create you a circumstance that you can be successful for your business? Now, for our final commentary for today.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Understand this, that you will have your valley experience. It's up to you to make up in your mind that you either need to come out inch by inch, foot by foot, or stroke by stroke, or lap by lap, or however, you have to make up in your mind to do that. When it's seated in your mind that you can't, even the most simple things that you're supposed to be able to do become difficult. So, be mindful in the fact that you're supposed to have a victory, and that after the victory, you also are supposed to have a victory, so no one can take it from you. This week, today, think on this. What can I do to understand the fact that I'm supposed to win? What can I do to understand the fact that I'm supposed to win? We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. But you have to understand, what can you do personally as an individual, both your spirit, your soul, slash your mind, your body, can you do right now to win? And don't just wait and think about it. Do it. Because you could have the biggest thought, you could have the next best invention in the world, but if you don't do anything about it, it's like it never happened. So remember this. You're supposed to win. You're also supposed to have the victory after the victory, too. But be intentional. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/ the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here. And today, we want you to understand that you already won. Just make it up in your mind. And for today, that is all I got. It's been a CSC production, copyright 2015. Wow, 2015. See you in 24. Be blessed and out of favor. We love you. God loves you. And know that you are made of love too.